You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The producer of the month is Dave Gray. Thanks for your support, Dave. Now, one of our Patreon supporters who I should mention is Will Barzard. Now, if a cheap cocksucker like Will Barzard can afford to sponsor this podcast, then you can too. So, fuck Will Barzard and fuck anyone who knows him. Go to patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried and support the podcast for the love of all that is holy. Hi. This is Gilbert Gottfried, and this has been Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and this is... I fucked that up.
Yes, you were signing off.
This is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing... Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry. What is my name?
Maybe it helps you if you sing it.
Could someone help me home?
It's come to that.
I feel like Henry Fonda in On Golden Pond.
Or regarding Henry, Harrison Ford, yeah. And regarding Henry.
Well, let's pick those blueberries together.
Oh.
Yes, Harrison.
Shall we start
Ford.
Again?
Yeah. No. I like that beginning.
Oh, you like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Harrison Ford in Regarding Henry.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of movies that came out at the same time. Harrison Ford becomes a better husband and father and an all-around man because he gets shot in the head.
Yes.
And brain damaged.
Yes.
There was another movie where Richard Crenna, a TV movie.
Oh, God.
Richard Crenna becomes a better policeman and man because he gets raped.
Oh, the Richard Beck.
Yes.
The rape of Richard
yes.
Beck.
He
yes.
gets raped.
Yes.
So he's a much yes. better man after that. And then I think William Hurt in The Doctor.
Correct.
Becomes a better doctor, husband,
and human.
He gets
a brain tumor?
Yes.
Yes.
Because he's, or he's got brain cancer.
Right. What would you call that subgenre?
It's called, if something really awful happens to you, be glad about
you
it.
You become a better, yeah, be a better yeah. dad. Wow, that Richard Crenna reference. That's a movie Dave Boone and I have spoken about many times. Okay. I guess I'll start. I want to talk about... last week I spoke about a Jack the Ripper picture, and I'm going to do it again. This is a movie called Time After Time, and I know this is a movie you know, starring Malcolm McDowell.
Malcolm McDowell... was one of the hosts on Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
The season I
That's
was
That's right.
On.
Did you get on with him? Did you get along with him?
Did I get it on
Not
with
Not
that
you get it on
yeah.
with him. Did you
I
get,
got
did
it
you,
on with
did
him.
Did you get along with him?
Yeah, we were a little drunk.
Were you in a sketch together?
Yeah, it was, well, that was a horrible
I
season.
I know. But... You've purged it from your memory
yeah.
banks.
Yeah, but yeah. They, actually, in that episode is the one sketch of Saturday Night Live that there's been horrendous sketches, but of up there, if they picked the top five at least, this would definitely make
the
it.
The bottom five.
It was called the Jack the Stripper.
Wow.
Episode.
Wow.
And it was like a Sherlock Holmes type movie.
Wow.
Where the men dressed up as women and the women as men. And it was about a guy, instead of being Jack the Ripper, he was Jack the Stripper.
It's a wordplay.
Yeah. It was quite jaw-droppingly off.
Well, that was 1980. Is it possible that because he made Time After Time in 79 and it's a Jack the Ripper movie, that's what they were going for?
Maybe.
Let's do a Malcolm McDowell Jack the Ripper thing. Maybe somebody saw the movie.
Who the hell knows?
It's a terrific movie.
Oh, yes.
Written by Nicholas Meyer, who we talked about the 7% solution last week, which he wrote.
And he plays H.G. Wells.
He plays H.G. Wells, who has a time machine, and he goes back into the time machine to track. He goes forward in the time machine to track Jack the Ripper, played by the other great British actor, David Warner.
Oh, yes.
From The Omen and Time Bandits.
And Straw Dogs.
Straw Dogs, an actor we've talked about a couple of times.
And My Best Friend Was a Vampire.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. He'd be great for the show, by the way, David Warner.
Quick, get him on the phone.
They both would be. And it's actually the movie where Malcolm McDowell met his future wife, Mary Steenburgen.
Oh, yes.
They would marry and fall in love and marry. It's a terrific film. It's part fish out of water comedy because H.G. Wells is lost in modern day San Francisco. There's a great scene where he goes into a McDonald's and tries to order a meal. There's some comedy. There's some social commentary. It's a terrific movie. I love McDowell. He was never better than he is in this movie. Oh, please try to overlook the cheesy special effects when they travel in time. It's a fun movie. It's a popcorn movie, and somebody described it as an outrageously implausible tale done to perfection. And I think that's an apt description. So my movie this week, Time After Time, and you.
Now my movie.
Will not be a comedy.
No, will not be a comedy, obviously. And it also has to do with H.G. Wells.
You're kidding.
This is so weird.
This is a coincidence because we don't know. We should tell the listeners we don't know each other's movies when we sit down to
and
start.
And now I heard that H.G. Wells hated the Jews.
Really?
Yes. Which puts him in good company with Oscar Wilde and William Shakespeare.
And Paul Lynde.
And Paul Lynde.
Right. This seems to be a thread.
And John Wayne.
Himmler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Himmler.
Could go either way.
Yeah. No, this was This was based on a book by H.G. Wells, and it was made into a movie, The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
No, and actually, no, the book was The Island
of
Dr. Moreau.
Right, yeah, you weren't going to recommend the one with Burt Lancaster or the Brando one, which is worse.
Oh, the Brando one,
right.
I would recommend just for something that you stare at.
Yeah, it's an unintentional comedy.
And go, oh, my God, what has happened? The Brando one is great for that reason.
Incomprehensible.
For everything that could go wrong goes wrong.
With Val Kilmer.
Brando, well, that actually influenced the Austin Powers film.
That's right.
Of him having a tiny mini-me.
That's right.
And
that's good trivia.
And Brando, of course, weighs 7,000 pounds in it.
That's right. He was the island.
Yes. He has white makeup on.
He played
on
the island.
And wears a metal bucket of ice on his head.
It's that great period of Brando's career where he could, like the Missouri Breaks, where he would just do whatever he wanted to do and just play it strange.
And the directors would go, well, we can't tell him not to because he is Brando.
I think it was Frankenheimer. I think it was the great John Frankenheimer who directed that picture. And there's an earlier one with Burt Lancaster in the
70s. Yes, and that one's also awful.
Yes.
Not awful, but in the way the Brando one, but just not good.
So if I may jump the gun here, you're recommending the original with Charles Laughton, The Island of Lost Souls.
Charles Laughton and my boy Bela Lugosi.
It's a good one. I just saw it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that one is the first made out of that book and still the best and the creepiest. And it's like in the Brando in the Brando version and the Lancaster version, they really zoom in on all the monsters. Mm-hmm. Like, look at these monster makeups.
Right.
In this version, it's very quick.
It's atmospheric, this
yes.
movie. They probably didn't have the budget
yeah.
to do that kind of monster makeup.
And it's like they so the monster's just shown really fast, and they go in and out, and it's much creepier that way.
Right.
And Charles Laughton based his portrayal of this evil mad scientist on his dentist.
I did not know that.
Which, yes.
Wow.
So, which lets you know.
That's like weirder than Ed Wood's, what was it, his chiropractor?
Oh,
or,
yes,
the, or the guy
yes.
that replaced Lugosi in Plan 9?
And I think there were complaints about it where I think like they were saying like they were going to censor it or stop its release, saying in Britain, saying this is against the laws of nature.
Oh, yes.
And Charles Laughton's wife, Elsa Lancaster, the bride of
right.
Frankenstein
right.
herself.
Right. Lanchester.
Lanchester. I
right.
always
right.
got that.
Right.
Yeah. Elsa Lancaster, who is Laughton's wife, she said, well, Mickey Mouse is against the laws of nature.
Right. She was right.
And Lugosi is like the leader
yeah.
of the animal people. He's almost unrecognizable.
It's creepy.
Covered in hair. And he has to, he's the lawgiver.
Right.
And he always goes to them, you know, what is the law? And they go, not to spill blood. That is the law. Are we not men? What is the law? Not to run on old fours. That is the law. Are we not men?
It's incredible, the stuff you remember.
Yes. And they've got creepy scenes in the House of Pain.
Mm-hmm.
And where there are scenes where also you just see bits and pieces of like surgical equipment and screams.
It's very, it's almost expressionistic, that movie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And it wasn't made by Universal.
Was Earl Kenton the director? Earl C. Kenton?
Oh, I'm not sure.
We'll have to look that up.
We'll
for some reason, that name's
up.
Popping into my head. I could be way the hell off base. But it's spooky, and I saw it recently.
Yeah.
It's creepy, and Laughton's very effective.
Yeah, and it holds up.
He's an actor
really?
I love.
And, oh, yes.
And also directed a terrific movie, The Night of the Hunter.
Oh, yes.
Which
yes.
we'll have
with
to
Robert Mitchum.
Which we'll have to talk about on a future
and
show.
Charles Laughton was
Well, you just told us he was married to Elsa Lanchester.
Oh, yes.
What could you possibly be referring to?
He was a real he-man, we'll say, Charles Laughton. He was quite the skirt chaser. Charles Laughton had an eye for the ladies. I like to look at the opposite sex.
I see. So the beard and Lugosi didn't have the only beard in the
yeah,
movie.
Exactly.
Okay. So this week, Time After Time and Island of Lost Souls, the original
yes.
movie based on H.G. Wells' Island of Dr. Moreau, not the Lancaster
yes.
or hilarious Brand, if you need to laugh, the Brando version.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. #savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.